Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, wellness, and mindset. For more information on Fit Chicks Academy and our upcoming fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic nutrition weight loss coaching certifications, please visit fitchicksacademy.com. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson. And on today's podcast, we are diving into part two of our two-part series around the nutrition and weight loss myths that are sabotaging your progress. So if you missed last week, we dove into four of the top nutritional weight loss myths. So you definitely want to go back and listen to that one. But if you're catching this one, you're definitely going to hear something new. So as you know, at Fit Chicks Academy, we love myth busting. It's actually one of mine and Amanda's favorite things to do is really find out what people are talking about and what are all the things that we start to say when it comes to health or wellness or nutrition or mindset that we've kind of taken on as truth and start to pick them apart to see if they are really true. So we picked eight of our top nutritional weight loss myths that we are still hearing from students, that we're still hearing from clients, that even come up in our conversations with our friends, in the hopes that this will help you kind of move through them. And also, if you're coaching, will help you to be able to navigate that coaching conversation with your clients. So let's get into it. What are our next four myths? So myth number one is that you need to overhaul your entire lifestyle to lose weight. Now, I hear this one a lot from clients prior to them actually starting their weight loss journey. There is such a belief around the idea that in order for us to be able to get to our goals, we have to change everything. And what I mean by that is we have to change the way we move our bodies. We have to change the way we eat. We have to change the way we sleep. We have to change the way we think. We have to change all of our habits every single day. And the truth is that yes, we do have to make changes, right? Our current weight, our current health is a result of our current nutrition, our current mindset, and our current actions. So if we want to make changes, we can't keep doing the thing we've always done. You know, I believe it's Albert Einstein that says the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result, right? So there are changes that have to happen. But I think when it comes down to this idea of diving into a weight loss journey, we try to tackle too many things at once. And this actually just sets us up for failure when we are overhauling our entire routine and trying to incorporate, you know, a brand new fitness routine and a brand new nutrition routine and a brand new lifestyle routine and all of those things. So one of the things that Amanda and I teach our students a lot in the academy is around the idea of small shifts, big results. Because what people don't realize is that it's in the small, consistent daily habits, the small things that we can do that we can actually stick to, where we see the biggest result over time. And I've talked about this on previous podcasts, the idea of compounding and habit compounding. So, you know, when we first start doing something, it's like putting money into our health bank, right? When you first start putting in a dollar, you're not really getting much returns. But as you start to put in leave that dollar there and start putting a dollar every single day, suddenly you have $10, $100, and the interest from that starts compounding. And you can start to essentially create a lifestyle where you have more flexibility because, again, you've got the benefits of the reserve that you've built up. So really, it's about those small, sustainable habits. And that's why I always recommend with students, with clients, is to start with small things that you can master. Because once you have mastered something, not only is it a part of your life, but then also you build the confidence, you build that self-trust, you build that self-accountability that, hey, I can actually do this and I can stick to it. So even small shifts could just be, okay, I'm going to add more vegetables at every single meal. I'm going to be mindful of portion sizes. I'm going to walk for 10 minutes every day, right? Soon as we can start to implement that, not only again are we getting the benefits of that action, but we're also going to be getting the benefits that compound over time. So even these small little shifts can lead to significant progress. I mean, I have seen students who one thing that they did was just cut out soda and lost a ton of weight. Because again, that was a small shift for them, but it had such a huge impact. So it's always about looking at small shifts, big results. What are things that we can actually do that we can make that intention with and actually get some results with before we move on to bigger things, and not overhauling everything at the same time? I always think about my little diagram I draw this all the time for my students. It's like a person, the now stick figure and the goal stick figure with a line in between. And it's like we're asking our clients, we're asking ourselves to act like the person who has already created the goal, which we do want to start that, but we can't suddenly go from being person A to person Z. We have to go through B, C, D, E, F, right? So looking at, yes, I know the big changes I want to make. I know the lifestyle I want to get to, but I don't have to overhaul it today. What is one small shift, one small step, one small action that I can do, that I can master before I move to the next one, that will move me along that journey without overwhelming me and shutting me down? So as coaches, I think this is one of the biggest skills too, to help your clients with this myth, because this is a huge block. And it's funny because it's not necessarily a block that stops them from starting. So for some people it is, but it's typically it's a block that gets them to quit very quickly because they do too much too soon. So we have to dispel this myth right away. When you're starting a health and weight loss journey, it's like, sorry, this is not going to be exciting 7 days of an overnight overhaul, or, you know, 10 pounds in 10 days kind of thing. This is going to be a journey. And this is the way we're going to do it. And it's not going to sound sexy and it's not going to sound super exciting, but this is how it's going to actually stick for the long term. And that is something to me that I think when we dispel that myth with our clients, we help them wrap their brains around that, they really can start to embrace and move towards a sustainable lifestyle change. Okay, so my second myth that I want to bust today is around healthy eating is too expensive and impractical for those on a budget. I was just literally at the grocery store and I heard, and of course, food prices are through the roof everywhere, right? Over this last year, they have just gone up astronomically. And of course, there are a lot of healthy foods that are very expensive. But that myth, and even that, I would say, belief is not serving you or not serving your clients. So if your clients are saying that to you, don't feed into that belief. Don't feed into it like, yes, I know it's so expensive. It's all about looking for those alternatives. So healthy eating can be expensive and it cannot be expensive. Unhealthy eating, non-nutritionally dense eating can be very expensive too, right? Think about how much takeout costs and how much packaged processed foods cost. So this is where as a coach, it's really important to, number one, be able to offer alternatives for price. I always say, you know, about being a frugal fit chick, because I'm someone who shops on a budget. Like I'm always looking for the sales. I'm buying things in bulk. When things are on sale, I'm buying them and putting them in my freezer. I always am looking at frozen options versus fresh options if things aren't in season and they're really expensive, like produce, fruits, berries, because I love having berries in my smoothies. I always have those in the freezer. Frozen vegetables too. Also looking at lower cost lean proteins and vegan proteins as well, adding in more beans and legumes and different types of foods that don't go bad. And the other thing too that I think is really important to focus on as well is not overbuying. So we are, you know, in a society of overconsumption on everything. So whether it be clothing or food or wine or whatever, Netflix, we love to overindulge and overconsume because it's one of our coping mechanisms, essentially. But there's this idea always that, we need to buy, when Costco came out, it's like we need to buy everything these huge amounts. And that's one thing that I've always been encouraging my students and my clients on is, buy what you are going to actually use, because food waste is one of the things that makes healthy eating so expensive. When you go out and you buy all this fresh produce and you don't use it, of course it goes bad. Whereas if you're buying things like Mr. Noodle and packaged foods that can sit in the cupboard for years, that's a different story. So it's about getting creative. And I think this is one of the things too that coaches really come in for, is talking about that conversation, helping our clients be able to navigate through healthy eating on their budget. It, which is why I always ask the question around budget when I'm coaching too. So that is a myth. Healthy eating does not need to be expensive, but it may need some tweaks, right? It may need some planning and some more shopping strategies. There's some great apps out there, like the Flip app, that, and of course, price matching. So it may take a little bit more of your time, but it's still there for you if you know how to do it, or you can help your clients do it. So that's myth number two. Myth number three is that hormones don't matter when it comes to weight loss. It's all about calories in versus calories out. So if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know I love talking about hormones, and I also love talking about this idea of the calories in versus calories out. So calories in versus calories out is essentially energy balance, right? It's the idea of taking in less calories than we expend. So, in order to lose weight, we want to be in a caloric deficit, which basically means if you think about your bank account when it's in the negative, we want to have less calories in than we have calories out. So, this is where that whole idea of eat less, burn more kind of came in. And it is part of the equation, right? We can't get away from it. And I think that that's something that a lot of people just want to dismiss when it comes to weight loss. They want to say, oh, it's only hormones, or hormones have nothing to do with it's only calories. But I look at it more like a puzzle, right? I look at the total puzzle, if we were to put it all together, is a lifestyle of weight management. It's long term. It's a way that weight does not feel like it's ever on my mind anymore. I'm going to gain, I'm going to lose, I have to do this or that, or cut, or calories in, calories out. It's I've created this puzzle with all of the pieces that complement my goal of weight management. So when I think of weight loss, I think of it as one of the pieces in that puzzle to long term weight management. I think of calories in versus calories out as one piece, right? Because yes, we can cut calories. And I say this all the time. We can cut calories. We just eat a bag of Doritos a day or eat a protein bar a day. We're going to lose weight. But if we just eat Doritos and we eat less than our body needs, or we just eat chocolate and eat less than our body needs, we're not getting all of the other nutrition that our body needs to thrive. And part of long-term successful weight management is having hormonal balance, because hormones play a really crucial role when it comes to regulating our metabolism, when it comes to our hunger cues and our feelings of fullness, when it comes to fat storage. And any imbalances or disruptions in these hormone levels, especially in hormones like insulin or cortisol or thyroid hormones or leptin, they can really impact weight management. And not only that, they make it just a lot more challenging for us to lose weight, both physically and mentally, because we're dealing with a ton of cravings and we're feeling, we're feeling like our body is completely out of balance. And there's just a lot of things that play into it. So my goal with, especially with teaching about holistic nutrition and weight loss coaching, is how do we get the body into balance? How do we look at all of these pieces, like metabolism, like insulin, like cortisol, like thyroid? We talk about all this in the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification. How do we do things, including nutrition, mindset, and habits that support all of that? And what's so fascinating is, as I was saying, when you look at it like a puzzle, we often think of these things as standalone pieces, but we can't have a beautiful picture if we don't have all the pieces in the puzzle. So it's this way too that they all connect together. right? At the end of it, all of these pieces do connect together and support each other to make this beautiful picture. And if something's out of balance, it can throw everything off. So calorie balance is important, right? We cannot be eating too much and trying to balance our hormones and think that, oh, that's going to lose weight. We can overeat on avocados. Let's be honest here. I've done it. But hormonal health, it really plays a significant role in achieving weight loss and keeping it off. So if you're already dealing with a hormonal balance, it's something we want to get into check. Or if we are, you know, eating in a way that could lead to imbalances down the way, it's going to start to throw things off and make things a lot more challenging. So we definitely want to be looking at addressing those through lifestyle and nutrition and mindset and what we do day to day. But hormones do matter. And I think, again, we have to look at that whole puzzle. Yes, if we just strip things down to how the body burns calories, then, but we're not, that's just one piece of it. But if we're not looking at, you know, each person individually, we all have a different physical makeup, but we also have a different emotional makeup. And we respond to foods differently or respond to things differently. So we got to make sure as well, what's in those calories that we are consuming? And are those throwing our hormones off at the same time? Okay, so that was myth number three. Hormones do not matter when it comes to weight loss. It's all about calories in versus calories out. And I'd like to say we could flip that too to another myth. Some people say calories in versus calories out don't matter. It's all about hormonal balance. And I think it's about both. So the fourth one is something that I actually was just talking about with some of my students on a call. It's around the idea that supplements can replace a healthy diet, or it doesn't matter if you eat a healthy diet if you're taking supplements. And this is something that, especially in the holistic world, supplements are talked about a lot, right? And there are some really great supplements out there, and they can really supplement and complement a healthy diet. But that is the main thing we have to remember. Supplements are there to supplement a healthy diet. So you can't be, and again, I don't like using the word healthy, a nutritionally dense diet. So we can't be taking all of these supplements and then just eating Burger King every day and expecting to get the benefits of it because we're consuming vitamin B complex or we're consuming omega-3 fish oils, right? They're there to complement the foods that we're eating. Also, we can't get the full benefits from supplements that we can get from whole foods, even if they are whole food-based supplements, because they have been processed and reduced down and had their fiber stripped out and had all these things taken out of it, right? Mother Nature knew what she was doing when she was creating foods. They were created in different packages for optimal digestion. If you even look at, let's say, an apple, right? An apple has insoluble fiber as the skin. It has soluble fiber on the inside. So even as we're eating that, even if it is a fruit and it does have sugar in it, it slows down the way it's digested when we eat it in its wholest form. Now we take that apple and we strip out the juice and we just drink that juice. Now we're just having a huge blood sugar spike because it's pure sugar, right? Even though it's a real whole food. So the more we eat our foods in the realest, wholest forms, the most beneficial they are. So I always think of supplements, and the one that I think about the most when it comes to supplements is actually protein powders. So I think of it as to fill the gaps in your nutrition. So protein powders are a great supplement, especially in today's lifestyle when we are super busy, we don't have time, and we really want to focus on protein intake, especially for women over the age of 40 and who are in their perimenopausal, menopausal stages, right? Protein is so important. We age, we're losing muscle mass, and we need to preserve that. So I think protein supplements is a great thing. But if we're utilizing protein supplements as our main source of protein and we're having that for shakes 3 times a day and we're not getting it from any of our plant-based or our animal-based sources, depending on how you eat, then we're going to be missing out on a lot of the variety of the profile of different amino acids that come in different amounts in different foods. And of course, all the other benefits that go along with eating real whole foods. So that's the way it's a myth. We don't want to just use supplements, but they're there to supplement and there to, I think, magnify not magnify, what's the word? I'll think of it in a minute. But basically, they're there to be able to give you an option, especially in today's world. And like I said, that might be from something like a protein powder to get that protein intake. It might be from a fish oil or some sort of omega-3 supplement because we're not ingesting enough of that and we want the benefits of those anti-inflammatory oils, right? So just looking at it as really, especially from a coaching perspective too, we're always focusing on making sure our clients are consuming most of their calories from real whole foods. And then we have these supplements here to support that. So those are my four myths today with a little bit of teaching along the way. So today we talked about number one, you need to overhaul. Myth number one was you need to overhaul your entire lifestyle to lose weight. We talked about hormones. Oh, sorry, healthy eating is too expensive and it's impractical for those in a budget. We must myth bust, must bust. We miss myth bust. I try to say that three times fast. That hormones don't matter when it comes to weight loss. It's all about calories in versus calories out. And then lastly, we talked about supplementation and how that can replace a healthy diet. So hopefully today you learn some things that will help you with your own journey and of course with coaching your clients. Last week, again, we had part one of this two-part series. So definitely go and check it out because me and Amanda dove into some really great myths on that one. And then if you want to learn more, make sure that you are checking out, we have Coach Day happening on May the 4th. So go to fitchesacademy.com/coachday to get your free ticket. You can join me for a full day. It's a free event. We're going to be talking about all things holistic nutrition and weight loss coaching. We're going to be talking about how to build a thriving business, how to get started in coaching. And if you already are a coach, how to add this to your current business to blow it out of the water. So get your free ticket at fitchesacademy.com/coachday. It's on May 4th. We start at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I cannot wait to see you there. Okay, guys, have an amazing day, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.